NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek, an unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible! Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Hey there, geeks, geekettes, and cousinettes. Welcome to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, we are heading back into the final parts, part four, the conclusion of Paranoia XP. nicknamed Mr. Bubbles. I am Steve Snowball Sailor, and I am joined with my cohort in crime,
clone number two, Mike Dodd.
And
Julian can't think of a witty quote, Spillane.
And
clone number three, Erica Sailor Senshi Sabo.
And
where are we now?
Yes,
Cassie.
It's too much. I've had too much happy time. Cassie Casabella Choo playing Hunter. Holy crap! Chainsaw.
Which version?
Number two.
Version 2.0.
And then we have in the glass booth of terror,
the man who. Between these last two episodes, Steve has been, or Mike Dodd was asking for a full party wipe, and I'm going to do my best to make sure that we don't just have a party wipe, but you each have a number of clones still standing by, and I want to eat through them as fast as possible.
Yay.
Yay for stupid decisions.
Oh, happiness is mandatory.
Where we last left our adventuring company, they had entered into a research and development lab where PLC was being propositioned by R&D to buy new equipment. Well, that didn't last long before the whole group turned on each other after high treason when they killed a high clearance green level man named Marco G, who may or may not have been responsible for the reason that they're getting all of these spam messages that are coming into their PDF messages.
Fucker thingies.
I made mine into a little pile.
He said that everything was going legal for him and then had his head blown apart without authorization by the computer. But we'll worry about that later, because before anyone could figure out what was going on, 100 robots showed up at the front door and began killing everybody. Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list. Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list. After going through and dealing with an upgraded super war scrub bot, they escaped the facility. There were a few casualties, but don't worry. The computer's got you covered and returns with them sparkly and minty fresh and new as ever. They still have that new clone smell.
Yay, hygiene.
So you're standing in the plaza as hundreds of scrub bots begin coming around the different alleyways and doors and catwalks. They're coming from behind you, from around the building. You're hearing screaming and running. Civilians are going in every direction. Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list. They begin chanting in unison. Dirty, filthy, dirty. Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list. You're standing at the top of a set of stairs. At the bottom of the stairs in the plaza, down in front of a long road, are what are known as transitions. They are stools. Think of like Segways were footstools that didn't have any handles. They float slightly off the ground and are used by people to move at about double the speed of walking. Funny that. That's just enough that you'll be able to outrun the scrub bots. How convenient! They're usually left for anyone to move as they move around the town. There's 9 of them.
Well, I am going to hop on one.
Where's the limo at?
Take a perversity point, Julian.
The
limo is behind the building that is now on fire, surrounded by robots. You came out the back exit.
Well,
oh, you're
fuck
right.
Balls.
Yeah.
So much for that plan.
So Julian heads down to a transition. Wonderful. Actually, take 5 perversity points.
All right.
Wow, geez.
Like you fancy.
What else are you guys doing?
I'm going to
follow.
Head
I'm definitely
that.
Going.
Cassie, take 4 perversity points. Team leader, take 3.
Thank you.
What, Steve? Mike?
Yeah, I said I was going to.
You're going to take 2 perversity points.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to.
All right, Steve,
take
you snooze, you lose. No, you don't take any.
Fine. You know what? Fuck it.
Okay, everyone give me a d20 roll and just tell me what the number is.
7.
2.
9.
9.
12.
Up in front, we have Erica, who's flanked on either side by Julian and Cassie, and Mike and Steve are taking up the rear. So think of like a bird flock V is how it's moving. The way transitions work is they work on sort of a networked hive mind. In order to prevent collisions between moving transitors or transitioners,
awesome.
The AI on each transitioner communicates with its nearby neighbor. One in the group is always named the guide. The rest all then follow in a flock formation heading around. In this case, Steve rolled the highest. He immediately and automatically becomes the guide. So, Steve, as you're moving forward, you head into the pedestrian wrong of way. The transitions shoot across the plaza and down a shallow flight of stairs. Immediately run into a crowd of citizens on a walkway. You're the guide, Steve. Assess which way they'll scatter, or simply muscle them aside.
So wait, we're going down a flight
so
of stairs?
So you all set onto the transitions. The scrub bots are moving in behind you.
Yeah.
Immediately moving out, the transitions take off seemingly on their own with your transitioner taking the role as guide, which means all the others are going to be following your lead.
Okay.
So as that happens, down a shallow flight of stairs, you immediately run into a crowd of citizens on a walkway. You can either choose to assess which way they're going to move and weave and bob through their way by anticipating their movements, or simply muscle them aside.
I want to muscle
them
aside.
You have moxie or unarmed combat. Pick which one everyone is higher.
I don't have any of that. Actually.
Okay. So management or violence, whichever one is higher?
Violence is a 6, so that's the highest one.
Okay. So simply muscle them aside.
Okay. Ooh. And I have a 1.
Oh my God.
You have a 1.
Yes.
So everyone else, roll a violence check.
8.
And tell me the difference between the number, between that you're rolling to.
What was the number again?
You're rolling against your violence roll.
Oh, difference of 3.
Difference
3 below
one?
Or 3 above?
3 above.
3 above?
I rolled a 6, which is 3 below.
3 below?
I rolled an 8, so it's 1 below.
1 below? Okay.
2 above for me.
2 above. Okay. So Steve moves to the front of the flock, flanked now by Julian and Erica, with Cassie and Mike falling a little bit far behind, closer to the scrub bots. Everyone roll me another d20.
15.
20.
3.
3.
12. Okay. Cassie.
Yep.
Passing through a nearby road, the flock attempts to merge with traffic, but initially starts out in the oncoming lane. Guide, which is now you, can choose to jump over the divider or quickly hotwire your transition to dealing with head-on auto cars. You can choose to jump over the divider to the correct side of the highway, or you can quickly hotwire your transition to dealing with head-on auto cars. So you can choose between violence or software.
Rerouting software.
So software?
Do you have a vehicle programming skill?
No.
No? All right. So roll a software check.
10.
So how many is that above?
2.
All right. Everyone else roll a software check. If you have vehicle programming, you can roll that instead.
Yeah. That's under your vehicle. Yeah, I got vehicle programming. But I don't make it.
I'm 5 under.
I'm 0.
I'm 5 above.
I'm 15 over.
15 over.
Yeah.
So Cassie and Erica move farther to the back. Cassie, you are now only 1 fallback motion away from the bots as they're moving towards you. Steve moves up. Julian now taking the lead. Everyone roll another d20.
I rolled a 6.
18.
19.
Oh, also, sorry. If you guys want to take actions before you roll that d20, right now you can each choose to do 1 action. I was forgetting to do that. So as this is happening, you're moving down through pedestrians, you're moving into traffic, the bots are still following in pursuit. You seem to all be doing all right, but one person's falling further and further behind. You can choose to try and keep up with the pack, Cassie. You can choose to try and knock people further behind, help people out, or just try and shoot at the scrub bots, maybe slow them down a bit. I mean, honestly, whatever you can imagine.
Are we going in clockwise order? Or
let's start with Cassie, who's fallen furthest behind.
Sure.
I'm going to shoot at the bots.
You're going to shoot at the bots? Okay.
I rolled an 8, and energy weapons is 10, so 2 under.
Okay, and how many times have you fired from the laser barrel?
Wait, Cassie, are you adding your energy weapons to your violence? Because, like, that's how it works, is you add the sub-skills to the main.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
They're already added up there for you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That would be the case if you had printed out your own character sheet, but in the pre-generated
okay,
characters
I have
for
Okay, well, that
doesn't
come up anyway, so that's why I thought it worked.
Okay.
I've only shot two.
Okay, great. So you fire back, you take one out in the head, it drops down to the ground, it causes a bit of a commotion. They fall back, giving you just a little bit more time to catch up with the rest of the group, but you're still very much behind the rest of the flock, and you're beginning to slow down. So, Mike, you're, like, third in position. You're kind of in the middle of the pack right now. What would you like to do?
I would like to see if I can get up further in the pack.
Okay, so you lean in to the transitioner. Give me a management skill.
All right. 16. So above, that'd be like...
You begin to lose a little bit of balance and actually move back a little bit further, closer to Cassie.
Oh.
Steve.
Hello.
I'm going to try to
join
keep
me.
Moving...
Join me, we can be friends.
Keep moving forward. Wait, I'm in what position am I in?
You're in second.
So I'm going to try to be able to go up in front of Julian.
Okay.
Just good.
Leaning in. I mean, these things are kind of tough. It's a very, like, reboot if it was just one stool instead of two.
Okay. And what am I rolling for this? It's a management skill?
Management skill, yeah. Basically, if you have vehicle control or whatever that is, you can use that as well.
I rolled a 10 over.
Oh, my God.
We're going to die.
Hold on. High or low, Steve?
Hi.
You explode in a bloody mist.
You fall back into last place.
Oh, jeez.
Julian, you're way up at the front. All of a sudden, you see the man behind you as he's just about to creep up. Scratch it just a little bit into the ground. And sparks begin to fly. He goes almost to a complete stop and almost loses his balance. And is now at the very back of the group. He's lost a lot of speed.
I'm going to hurl a grenade back at the moving... pack of
are you
going to
just toss it over the back, or are you going to, like, turn your shoulders around and actually look at it and toss it forward?
No, I'm just going to throw it over the back of my shoulder at this point. Yeah.
Backhand it.
Yep.
Roll for violence.
Projectile weapons, right?
Great.
Yeah. 11, so 2 under.
Okay. So... perfect. One falls into the group. It just doesn't actually hit anything at first, but just goes into the swarm, and all you see is just like a just parts of robots going all over the place, smashing them around. It doesn't actually slow them down, but it looks really cool. All right, Erica, you're now the one in second place.
Okay.
So what would you like to do here?
I'm just going to keep chugging along.
Okay, everyone roll another d20 to find out who will become the guide.
All right.
17.
2.
16 again.
11.
Yeah, but tell me. Oh, yeah. Okay, so 2.
I'm like 12 over, dude.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, Erica, you're actually now the guide. Mm-hmm. A gang of death leopards, also on transitions, out on the road, notice you, recognize you on that show Shooters. Uh-huh. They start chanting for your name. They're going, yeah, you're hardcore. You just zap away a bunch of us. We think you're God. And they begin to mix it up with you, Road Warrior style. You can choose to either engage in transition versus transition slamming, which would be a violence roll, or scare them into backing off, which would be a management or intimidation.
I'm just thinking in the back of my head.
Hold on. What's Erica's choice?
I'm going to use violence.
You're going to use the violence?
Yeah.
So you're going to get into some vehicular combat?
I will.
Okay, roll a d20. Okay. And everyone else roll a violence check and tell me the difference between the roll and the skill number.
Oh, shit. 12. Over.
12 over?
Oh, man.
Yep.
Three under.
Six
three
over.
Three over.
Three under.
Okay, Mike.
Bless you.
Sorry. Three under.
The death leopard comes in and kicks your transitioner out from under you. You jump into the air and grab onto him. You're now on his transitioner, but you're completely careening out of control. You're going to have to take your action. Will have to be to take control of his transitioner. And if you don't, you're heading now directly towards the scrub bots.
Cool.
Okay. What were the other differences? Steve?
I was six over.
You were six over?
Yeah.
So one of the vehicular cakes that you are snafu'd, which means for the next round, you cannot take any offensive actions.
That's
Julian?
Fine.
Three under.
Three under? So one of them comes in and you just kick him out from under you. He trips over his back, rolls into the ground, and the scrub bots move over him. Their mops and suds mix with the blood and guts of the death leopard as he screams in deliciously hygienic ways.
Traitor. He was a traitor
Cassie.
Anyway, so...
three under as well.
Yeah,
three under.
Sugar on
another another death leopard comes around. This time you come around and you poke him right into the neck. He falls onto his transitioner, falls into the ground. The transitioner flips around, and he keeps dragging with him now wedged underneath the transitioner on the ground. It's still moving forward, but it's leaving a horrible trail of mess on the ground. Erica.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What happened with you?
I guess I got a roll.
What was your original violence roll?
It was 12, so it was 3 over.
It was 3 over?
Yeah.
So you are also snafu'd. One of the death leopards came around and just poked you in the fresh new arm that you just got back, and it still has that new tender arm feel, and grabbed that at you, and you lost your balance a bit. You've slowed down and fallen further in the back, which means now it is, I believe, Julian who's moved into the front of the pack.
Okay. Yep.
So you can each now take an action before we find out who the guide will be for the next scene.
All right, so I guess I'm going to try and gain control.
You have to gain control, yeah. So this is a violence control. If you've got any melee combat that'll help, any items you have that might be able to stun or kick them out.
I rolled 2 under my thing. 2 under violence.
Okay. I'm not great. Exactly like out of control. I just can't do anything.
Yeah, no, you're just...
I just can't fire or do
you're
anything.
You're stunned.
Yeah.
You can do like your knowledge skills, but you can't do any of your offensive action skills.
Well, that's fine. I'm okay.
That's not the end of the world for you.
Yeah. And so I'm gonna stay what I'm doing.
Okay, great. So with Mike, you wrestle control of the transitioner, but the death leopard is still on it. He's now on your back.
Is he?
But you're now in control. You're able to turn it around and start moving back towards the group.
Are the Death Leopards there with us, right?
Yeah, but they're fighting with you Road Warrior style.
Okay.
But that's your action. We'll have to deal with that in the next round.
Okay.
But you've got a monkey on your back.
Okay.
His name's Joe.
Fuck off.
Joe R. All right. You've got Julian.
All right. Well, so I'm in the lead, right?
Yep.
I am just going to take a shot. At how many of the death leopards are there left?
There would be 4 more left.
And are any of them coming after me?
Yeah, you had 1 each. 2 of them were dead. There were 6 in total.
Yeah.
So there was 1 who just didn't have anyone to fight with. So you've dealt with 2 of them. You haven't dealt with the one on you yet. Oh, no, you did. You kicked him out and he got scrubbed to death. So there's the 6 that's away from the rest of the group that isn't with anyone.
Can I ask a question? Was there any Def Leppard that had 1 arm? You know, 1 arm, Def Leppard.
Well, why don't you do something about that?
I'm going to fire back at the at one of the, on like the closest Def Leppard.
Okay, great. With your laser barrel?
Yep.
Okay, how many times have you fired it so far?
I've only fired the laser barrel once because I fired my other energy pistol as well.
Indeed, indeed you did. Okay, to fire away. Energy weapons.
Yep. 2 under, 11.
Okay, great. Little damage resistance. Oh, he fails that. You take him right in the gut. He falls back onto his back. He's dead by the time the scrubbers reach him.
Hooray.
Don't worry. They'll clean up that mess. Steve.
They will.
It's now your time for an action.
Just going to keep moving.
Okay, so you want to lean up to get a little closer to the top of the pack?
Sure.
All right.
1 over violence, so...
Oh, okay. Well, it's not a bad failure. You don't lose your position. You don't fuck it up. But you don't gain any ground either. You're still ahead of the bots, and that's always a good thing. We've got, I believe, Erica and Cassie left.
Yep. Are any of the death leopards around me?
No. So you still have that 1 death leopard that was on you haven't dealt with yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you can do some vehicular combat and try and knock them off.
Okay. What kind of skill would I need for that?
Like vehicular combat or violence.
I gotta go with violence because I don't have that. Okay. I'm actually 4 above.
Okay. Do you want to spend any perversity points to change that?
Yeah. I got a lot of these, so I probably should. I'm gonna use 2 of them.
And still be 2 above? You'll still fail the roll.
I don't think you're supposed to roll them. You've been rolling them.
Oh, I'm not.
No, they're just modifiers, so they just reduce the.
You just
the threshold.
Really?
Yeah, we were supposed to use poker chips, but we didn't have any, so we're using those as just tokens.
Okay.
So you spend them like currency into the center of the pot.
Oh, guys, you should totally.
Your back is to me, so I didn't see what you were doing.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't 100% sure.
Everyone takes treason points for treason point for not helping out your team leader.
Okay. So how many would I?
So one perversity point for 1 point to increase your, like, the skill. So if you're four over, you need to spend at least four perversity points to make sure you don't fail the roll.
Okay, sure. I'm gonna gladly use four right now.
Okay. Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list. Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list. Okay, so nothing happens.
Bubbles is a dick.
You just have a bit of a stalemate with the Death Leopard. He's still there, but he's going to be kind of hanging around. That's pretty great. Cassie.
Cool. So where am I again?
You were at the back of the group, but then Mike got into this one-on-one bro battle with this other Death Leopard. So now you're in second to last place. But you're still very dangerously close to the scrubbers. So you're going to want to try and gain a little ground and get a little faster, if you can.
Cool. What can I do to
be a management role to manage the vehicle that you're using?
Management. Okay. Let's give it a go. Boop. Oh. 13. So it's, what is that? Math. 5 over. Yay.
One scrubber catches your arm, begins pulling you towards it. Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list! No. Dirty, filthy, dirty, filthy! You're now wrestling with the horde of the scrubbers, but you haven't been pulled into the swarm just yet. So, everyone roll a 20. Gotta find who the note guide is.
6.
16.
And what was this? This is for violence, right?
No, this is for the guide check to find out which transitioner will now be controlling the flock.
All right.
I rolled a 16.
You rolled a 16?
Yeah.
Julian?
6.
6? Erica?
16.
16. Oh, Cassie?
8.
8? Cassie, hey, so you're actually going to be the guide. So, you continue...
Didn't Julian roll higher?
No,
he did, but it's between each scene. I'm adding up the different points here.
Okay.
And I'm seeing who's moving into first, second, third as everyone moves back and forth.
Oh, okay.
So we have now, after the road rage, you still have a few Death Leopards on your tail, but there's a siren from overhead, and the Death Leopards that are there begin to scatter off in different directions. They're like, it's the police! Internal security hover patrol are on its way, no doubt, to catch evildoers. Traffic begins to make way for it, including the Death Leopards who just take off. They don't want to be seen by internal security. The guide can either brazenly pretend to be escorting the internal security hover patroller, or slip right behind it to follow in its wake between the different traffic. So, like, following the ambulance. So, management or stealth?
Management overall is higher.
So roll for management.
All right, let's do that. Hey, cool. 2 under.
2 under. Everyone else roll management.
Right on the button. 9.
Nice.
9.
So 3 over.
It's 3 over.
I'm 2. Oh, sorry.
I'm
2 over.
2 over?
You don't want to know what mine is.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
How over, Steve?
A lot.
Like 11, isn't it?
Does it make you sad?
It's let's just say 15 over. Like,
holy shit.
No, actually, well. God,
what did you roll? Did you roll a 20?
I rolled a 19.
Oh, God.
Geez. I'm going to spend 2 perversity points before the outcome is determined.
Only 2 over?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're down to 0. All right. So what happens here, you've got... Cassie did well, so she brazenly pretended to be escorting it, and all the other drivers begin to like making way for you, as well as making way for the intersec hover patroller, and the other four of you are able to follow in Cassie's wake. Steve, on the other hand, he starts being like, going, woo, 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 I'm escorting. He still has his prosthetics that make him look like a cyborg all over his face. And drivers looking out of their auto car windows begin to like go, oh my God, it's a cyborg terrorist. And one of them pulls out a gun and fires at Steve in horror.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It misses Steve, but it hits his transitioner and he begins spinning out of control. Steve, you can spend a violence check to jump off of your transitioner onto one of the others.
That's the only thing I can do?
Or onto one of the auto cars.
Oh, car. Riding on cars.
Pull some Matrix shit, Steve. Jump on the cars.
Yeah, I'm going to try to roll on the car.
Okay.
Because I don't trust any of these people and they can
violence
throw me
roll.
Off.
No one else can spend perversity on this.
Oh, jeez.
Makes sense.
You can spend it on yours, but you're completely on your own.
Spend the pool, Steve.
You wacky cyborg sidekick.
Oh, I'm dead. I rolled a 15.
How much over?
9.
How much perversity points do you have?
I have 3.
You jump off of your spinning out of control transitioner, but not before it catches on to the corner of one of your slightly oversized red coveralls, one size fits all, but you're kind of shorter than the average troubleshooter. And as you jump off and it catches on to you, you miss your jump by a lot. You land on the ground and three auto cars roll over you before the scrub bots catch up and clean up the mess.
All right, see you boys.
Mark that off.
Complete with cartoon sound effect.
Steve.
What?
It's paranoia. You're going to be back in the game in 30 seconds.
Yeah, whatever.
Just mark that off. You're now up to clone two.
You didn't. Not cars.
You didn't think you were going to survive on one clone, did you?
Maybe.
Yeah. No, Justin did say he wants to run us through all our clones in this, one, in this one game.
Speaking of running through clones, Julian.
Am I still
you
moving?
Now get your action.
Okay. And we're following.
So you're
Cassie.
you're now in the middle of like rush hour traffic, following in the wake, where Cassie and the Intersec hover patroller are moving like their emergency vehicles, and Cassie looks like she's escorting, and you look like you're escorting Cassie.
All right, can I ready an action in this game?
No.
Okay, then I'm just going to continue as normal, following Cassie.
Okay. Erica.
I'm just gonna follow.
You're still surrounded. The scrub bots are moving in towards you, and you're in last place right now.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna keep speeding up.
Yay, management roll.
Yeah, management roll. Okay. Ooh, okay, 10. That's 4 over.
Okay, so you don't speed up.
No, I don't.
And, you're kind of falling a little bit behind, but you're still... got a nice enough distance between the scrub bots, you'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's sure. Just believe that. Cassie.
Cool. So I'm up ahead. Is that what I'm
Yeah, you're right behind Julian.
Cool. Sweet. So can I use a...
You can do anything you want.
I'm going to use a perversion point. Mm-hmm. To yell over at Gunter to see if he can throw me a grenade that I can then
just ask him for a grenade. You don't need to spend perversion points and roll dice.
I didn't know if it was
just do whatever you want. And if I want to make you roll a die, I'll tell you. But yeah.
I'm all out.
You're all out. No. All right.
Okay, Mike, what are you doing?
Yep.
You might be able to use
fat one of my fuck off me.
Do I still have sodas?
Okay.
Do you have any more?
No, you left them in the limo.
You got a few things in your pockets that you bought at the market, remember?
Oh, yeah. Stab.
Okay. Right in the eye.
Throw all the chocolate bars.
What are you stabbing?
The asshole who's on my back.
Oh, yeah.
Starts at 7.
That's all
a
right,
violence
great.
Roll.
So all of a sudden you see your hygiene officer pull out 3 poison darts out of its pocket and stick it into the neck of the death leopard. He immediately goes paralyzed. His skin begins to bubble into a pink ooze, and he falls back into the crowd.
Ooh.
The scrub bots move over him. Dirty, filthy, Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list. And they continue to pursue you.
Man, fuck that
Just
guy.
As you're moving down around the machine, you come by a down pass. Another transitioner is following, and on it is Steve in all of his equipment glory. Another ding dong dong. Your troubleshooting team has been your troubleshooting team has been replenished. Your clones have been replenished. Your briefing will be in 20 minutes. Report to the transbot station. Ding dong dong.
Hi guys.
Roll a d20, everyone.
Oh yeah, shit.
5.
Oh, jeez, what the
14.
Hell?
3.
19.
Clone number 3.
6.
Okay, Julian. The transitions veer sharply into an HPD and MC housing expansion project full of heavy automated equipment. You can choose to watch out for the swinging crane arms and heavy loads being dropped, or you can look for a clever way to exploit the moving meshing equipment to augment your transition's progress.
What are the respective
skills? So it's
skills?
Stealth and high alert versus... hardware and mechanical engineering.
Well, I'm going to take the hardware mechanical engineering route.
Okay, roll for that. And everyone else will be rolling the exact same skill.
All right.
If you don't have mechanical engineering, it's just hardware.
8 under.
Okay. You exploit the moving meshing equipment to augment your transition's progress. How?
What kind of equipment is it?
It's like it's automated construction equipment. In a you're going through a housing expansion project. You've veered off the highway now down into like an area where the computer has wisely decided that this place is now going to become a new resident for high clearance citizens.
Cool. Okay. Well then, as we like, I guess there because of my role, I'm more knowledgeable in how these things operate, and there's probably an override switch I can slap, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. Slap an override switch on one of the pieces of machinery as we get past and hope that it'll rev up and swing and hit around or do something crazy.
So, yeah, so you hop up over like a little ramp onto a crate pallet that's being held by a crane. Just as it begins to swing forward at a faster rate than your transition, drops you down now, not just at the front of your group, but like twice in front of your group. You're way off ahead. But who was directly behind Julian?
Oh, shit.
Was it Erica?
I was five.
Yeah. So Erica, you get to ride along with this. Like he's just your transitioner was right in flock formation with his. Mm-hmm. Gets onto the pallet, you get the same speed boost. It's amazing. But what was your roll though?
It was five.
Five under?
Four over, sorry.
Four over.
Yeah.
Okay, so the pallet's moving and then you just kind of like fall off of the pallet and you get yourself trapped inside of the housing complex. But Cassie, what was yours?
So you get Mario Karted.
Yeah.
Basically. For electronic engineering?
Yep.
Seven over.
Seven over?
Yeah.
So you just get lost and you find yourself all of a sudden going backwards towards the scrub bots before you turn around and you find Erica dropped down right beside you, both heading in the same direction where Julian is now so far out of sight it's not even funny. Dodd.
Seven over.
Seven over, exact same thing happens to you. Oh. The three of you are now at the very back of the group. If you screw up one more time, the scrub bots are going to get you. Mm-hmm. Steve.
Same, seven over.
Seven over. So the four of you are all now moving. If you all fail once, the four of you are all going to get cleaned like a pine-fronted clean mint smell. Everyone roll it. Or actions. Anyone want to take actions?
I want to kick these guys over so I can get ahead.
Okay.
Fuck
you
want
to push off of them to increase your momentum.
Yep, with three perversity points.
Okay. So that'll be a violence roll and any melee attacks that you have.
That would be...
Everyone else who's being kicked, I'm going to assume he's kicking all three of you somehow, gets to roll a violence check to resist that.
I'm two over.
You're two over?
Yep, you with my perversity.
I'm five under.
You're five under?
You survive.
I'm three under.
Yeah.
You're three under. And
you
Cassie?
Survive.
10 over.
Okay.
Oh. Victory's mine!
So, Erica... Yeah. You grab onto Mike's leg. You actually pull yourself forward in front of him as he falls out of control. Cassie, not knowing what's going on, everything's going to happen, smashes into Mike's transition, and the two of them fall even further back. Immediately make a management roll. If you do not roll higher than 10, you will be scrubbed.
What about me?
16,
I just rolled a 1, bitches.
Number two.
Sorry, higher than 10. Low is good, high is low, or is bad. So you wanted to get a 10 or lower.
Yeah, I'm totally wiped.
So 16. So you smash into Cassie and then immediately go mop. It's kind of like going into a car wash.
Oh my God.
You just disappear into the brushes.
Mike, every time you want to do something like asshole-ish, it always
backfires on you.
So Mark, you're cloning up another number. Steve, what are you doing?
What did I do? Because I got a 3 under. So
you got
I have no
a 3
idea
under. So
yeah.
All that happened, and you're out the cream zigzag zigging. Weaving, and you're up there now with Erica and Julian's far off in the distance. Cassie's still dangerously close to the scrub bots, but she missed Mike as he just ping ponged his way right into the middle of that mess.
I'm gonna try to be able to push ahead so I make sure that I have a nice big distance.
Okay,
away
that's
from
another
Cassie.
Management role.
That's fine.
That's what I get for panicking.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Welcome to the suck.
12 over.
Oh, man.
So you begin to push yourself forward, except you're off-road right now, and you're not really on the middle. Off-road is awkward in alpha complexes. There's no unnatural place. But this isn't paved road. It's sort of corrugated steel. It moves up and down. It's segments. There's parts missing. There's garters. There's barrels. There's boxes, one of which you knock into and trip over as you fall to the ground. You try to run quickly onto your transition before it disappears. and I just rolled a 20, your transition just takes off at full speed, and you're left lying running as the scrub bots easily overcome you.
Just say, take me now!
Everyone roll a 20 management. The surviving members, rather.
Oh. Ooh, Jesus. Yeah, I think I'm going to go, too.
One? Okay, I think we know who our guide is. God. Anyone else roll a one?
No.
Okay, fine. Don't worry, this was just to find out which transition is going to be knocked in as the guide, who makes the call for the next one as you enter into the battlefield. As you leave the housing project, I guess this was for the military people, you emerge into a wide space, only to discover it's an armed forces artillery range.
Awesome.
The guide gets to choose to either play the transition's controls like a master to run the flock through a deadly gauntlet of explosions, or pick a sneakier route that makes them less of a target.
Boom! Boom!
Yeah, what's the first one's skill?
Violence and fine manipulation, or stealth and sneaking.
Huh? I know, it's fucking awesome!
I'm gonna use violence. Yeah, I'm gonna use violence.
Okay.
Because I want to blow shit up.
Okay.
Look at this
way,
Steve.
We're
shit
dead,
up.
Which means we skip the hard parts.
Oh, that's true.
And I'm...
Which also means you guys get to skip the fun parts.
Shut up.
Going to...
You're dead.
Actually, yeah, before
it's
I commit anything,
shit.
I'm going to use 2 perversity points just ahead of time.
Okay.
Wise call. Getting, buddy?
Yes! Because I am one under.
Okay, you make it.
Thanks to the first.
So you run the flock through a deadly gauntlet of explosions. However, the other two who are flanking you are going to have to ultra-roll violence checks to make sure they don't get hit by those explosions, because it is your transition that's running the gauntlet and their transitions that are simply following your lead.
Oh, yeah, Erica rolled a 1.
No,
nice.
7.
Oh.
Sorry.
So
violence is 9, though.
Oh, that's so great. So that's 3 under, or 2 under. Cassie?
1 under for me.
1 under. So the 2 of you make it. Yeah. Boom, boom, bam, boom. And you come through the smoke in slow motion.
Oh, my God.
Everyone
so
take 1
cool.
perversity point.
Yay.
Surviving members?
Yes.
So you finally head into the path ahead, blocked by a drop gate, guarded by a couple of fellow troubleshooters.
Us?
No.
Oh.
No. Guarded by...
Well...
No, it's not. These guys are against you. They're standing next to a gate, and they draw their weapons as you come towards them. Quickly, the surviving members roll another management to find out which one is the guide.
6.
Oh, geez, no. Come 6. Back.
6. Cassie falls off her transition.
Roll the third.
Sorry.
6.
Oh, where did it even go?
Where did it go?
Here,
I've got
it
a spare.
Here,
I'll roll the giant. Roll the giant one.
You don't want to know what I rolled.
Dum 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 dum. Oh, okay. Not me. Basically, not me. Yeah.
Okay, Julian.
Well, Erica and I tied.
Erica and you tied. Yes. So you get to decide: team leader, a stirring speech, or a convincing imitation of suicidal recklessness, management oratory, or wetware psychotherapy.
Go apeshit. It's worked well before.
So what was it again? Wetware?
Well, you've got oratory.
As you're heading,
you've
there's a drop gate guarded by a couple of fellow troubleshooters.
Yeah.
You get to decide if you can get through them by either a stirring speech as you're heading towards them or suicidal recklessness.
I'll do oratory, please.
Management oratory. Roll for that.
Ooh, 4 over.
Spend some points.
Can I spend some
You can
points?
Spend as many as you want.
Okay. All right. So I'm at 10. So wait, what did I roll at?
You're...
I'm so confused. Okay, so I'm going to put 5, just so I go over.
So what are you saying to these guys? They've got their guns out there. They're shaking. They're like, they're just troubleshooters, just like you. They were told to guard this gate. We were told to guard this gate. Get back, get back. And they see all the other scrub bots coming over the hill behind you, somehow surviving their artillery range. Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list.
Just calm down and prioritize, because I don't think they want to die either, right?
Is that what you're saying to them?
Yeah. So instead of attacking us, they should be getting the hell out of there.
So your stirring speech is, get the hell out of there! So they just
Absolutely.
Drop their guns and run both in either directions as you clear through the gates. The transition flock skid to the nearest transbot platform listed on their original mission alert. The transbot pulls up smoothly, just as Erica's transition arrives. The two of you come skidding to the stop. Two more pneumatic tubes come down from the ceiling like a little mail delivery system. Your group has been replenished. Please report to the transbot terminal for debriefing.
Hi, everybody.
We're back just in time.
Is this tubeway B122 FFC2?
Yes, it is.
All right.
The two red gleaming doors open.
Let's get the fuck through there.
Take a transition point, Julian. Or a transition point. Diversity point. Who's following?
Oh, hey.
I'm going to follow.
Okay. Just as you're going through, Steve's the last one in. His foot gets caught in the door as it closes. He's able to get inside. Seconds later, the transbot begins to accelerate away from the platform as the scrub bots beat on its hull. As you look back, as you move down the tunnel, another transbot slams into the platform, scattering the remaining scrub bots like 10 pins.
Yeah, I'm going to give them the middle finger and dance, so it'll be good.
Yay.
So the transbot wends its way back out of the SPD sector and eventually deposits you back at DMM sector, the sector that you began this crazy day. Just beyond the platform area is a red clearance reception desk clerk, engrossed in something on his workstation. When the transbot doors slide open and you step out, he glances up for just a moment, then back down, then back up, his eyes suddenly wide. But how? Where did you? How did you find me? And without saying anything, he leaps up and tries to make a run for it.
Shoot the motherfucker!
Book it!
Okay, Mike said that first. So, Mike, roll a violence energy weapons check.
No problem. I rolled a 5, which is 4 under.
Please try to make it a non-lethal shot.
You blast your red laser into his red reflect armor, which of course does nothing to protect him. He drops to the ground, smoke coming off of his back.
Take that! I don't know why I did that, but I did. Violence is always
so wait,
the answer.
So he's prone, or is he destroyed, or what?
Oh, he's dead. He's dropped
oh, he's
down
dead. Oh, okay.
You.
Now I want to go look. Oh, wait, never mind. It's not my action.
So you want to go. Okay, does anyone want to check the body?
Yeah, yes. Go to the clipboard.
Yes.
Okay, so Julian said that first. You pick up the PDC, and you see the PDC refers to as Don R PNU4, but it's been hacked. It says Ali G8R.
Oh.
As implausible as it seems, you found the guy who created the whole spamming thing in the first place. Or not the spamming thing. As you flip through the PDC, you realize that mad at the spammer who had been hacked or had been sending him junk mail after junk mail after junk mail, he had created a virus to go into other scrub bots that would identify spammers as dirt themselves. Anyone infected with a spam virus would find themselves a target to be destroyed.
I relay that information to everybody.
See, I did good for once.
Gold star.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Where was that debriefing room again?
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere around here.
Over there.
Is there a red door anywhere?
Actually, you know, in a crueler sector, you wouldn't know where to go. Things would be not labeled properly. They'd have hard things to sector numbers that didn't make any sense. But here in DMM, you see cafeteria in big red letters. You see transbot station right above your heads. And at the far end of the hallway, debriefing rooms.
I'm heading to the debriefing room.
That way.
Me
let's
too.
Go.
I'm going to skip.
Cool. Steve, take 2 perversity points.
Cool.
So as you head down, you see, you enter into the door that says debriefing. And in seeing the single room, you head into the first hallway and there's several doors. Debriefing room 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And at the very end, the only door that's open is debriefing room 6. The other doors, they're kind of like smoky glass where they're kind of,
transparent?
They're not transparent, they're opaque. So you can see the shadows in the rooms, but you can't make out what's going on.
I'm heading to debriefing room 6.
And the following information is classified. It in no way didn't save and just abruptly ends. It in no way resulted in me going through and editing this weeks later and being horrified that we didn't have the final end to our grand adventure. And I in no way have now dialed up Steve and Cassie for an emergency broadcast. The friendly computer makes no such mistakes. We could not show you what happened during the debriefing of our 5 intrepid troubleshooters after their harrowing escape from the evil scrub bots as they were taken over by a virus. They in no way then sat down in a room to meet a blue officer who then began asking them questions that quickly revealed that they had been on the wrong mission the entire time when they got onto the wrong transbot at the beginning of episode one and had bumbled their way through Alpha Complex, making bad decision after bad decision. They in no way did not get a single reward or requisition from the friendly computer because, of course, they never showed up for their mission. Anyway, Steve, Cassie, thank you for joining me in this entirely intentional end to this wonderful and in no way horrifying development in our adventure.
We cannot confirm or deny that we had entered or had left that room, and we cannot confirm or deny that we are here speaking to you right now.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
No, yep.
And
yep,
of course,
what they said.
Mike and Erica and Julian are, of course, just sitting very silently in the room, making no sound, are in no way going about their regular business on a Saturday afternoon, unable to join us on Skype because they have better lives.
Nope.
I gave them
no
a healthy
way.
Dose of Easy Does It. They're just,
exactly
having a very relaxed time at the moment.
I should be upset that we didn't save the entire episode, but of course, happiness is mandatory.
Happiness is mandatory.
Anxiety is forbidden. So, again, to describe what happened for you two, we did go into that briefing room, and I had six questions prepared, which Mike actually answered all truthfully and first, which became your official responses for the group. It became pretty quick that after the first question, which I believe was had to do with that your actual mission was supposed to be moving fissionable material from one sector to another. So it'll be a very simple courier mission. And so when he asked you who had been exposed to radiation and how did you transfer the fission from one sector to the other and what was the greatest challenge that the group faced, it became pretty clear that you had not done your mission at all. What was that like for you as the player?
Well, we can't comment on something that that doesn't officially happen. However, unofficially, I was like, what the fuck? That's all I can
theoretically,
really...
theoretically, I was laughing my ass off.
yeah, let's go with that. Theoretically, yeah. I was inwardly laughing my ass off while outwardly preparing for reintegration into society as deemed by the friend computer.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, I have no comments whatsoever.
Well, it all ended then with you all returning to Alpha Complex to your part-time jobs as just red clearance members of society. And the good news is, of course, there is always good news. The computer, friendly computer, has deemed in its wise decision to preserve episode 5, the actual official debrief for These Warriors Are Terrible. So for you, the listener, who is completely lost and you can't believe that this has actually happened, that you have gone through 3 hours and 42 minutes to only come across no ending whatsoever, that's okay. There's more. We'll all be together again in the studio at the appropriated studios, all six of us, talking about Paranoia XP and what we thought and what we liked and what we didn't like in the next episode. That is entirely there. I've listened to it. It's all been saved. Nothing has happened to that one. It'll all be around. So, Steve, I got you on Skype so you can properly end, as is always intended, to end every episode with you and the sponsors. Take it away. Oh, of course, thanks to Julian Spillane and Erica Sabo and Mike the Birdman Dodd for being a part of this episode. And of course, we have on Skype right now.
Oh, you want me to do my thing?
Yeah, if you don't mind, that'd be great.
Cassie Casabella Choo Choo.
Yeah, there we go. That's great.
Yeah.
And I've been Justin Eacock and
Steve Snowball Sailor. And I want to thank everybody for listening to These Warriors Are Terrible. You can be able to find us at thesewarriorsareterrible.com. You can be able to subscribe to our podcast. You can be able to email us if you have any suggestions for RPGs or any other comments you have on any of these episodes. You can be able to email us at feedback@thesewarriorsareterrible.com. And this episode, It is sponsored by offworlddesign.com, where you can really get some amazing merch there. Some great t-shirts that Mike is proudly wears, especially if you're into brony stuff. And also noblenight.com, where out of print is available again. So thank you all for listening. Make sure to stay tuned for our next week next time for our debrief episode of Paranoia XP. And as always, as Wolverine likes to say, play more games.
The computer thanks you for your loyalty.
That wasn't at all creepy.
That was really creepy.
That's the point.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!